a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Source for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
Utah's 2020 school year.
Eight schools in three different districts are having to change how they hold classes. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
The state recommends a school switch to online learning when there are 15 or more confirmed cases in that school. Granite District spokesman Ben Horsley says that's exactly what they're doing with Olympus and Granger Highs.
Our board is not inclined to disregard an actual public health recommendation.
In the Canyons District, Alta and Brighton are switching to online learning. But in the Alpine District, Orem, American Fork, and Lone Peak are moving to a hybrid schedule. Kids will go to class 2 days a week, then distance learning the other two. District spokesperson Kimberly Bird says this method worked very well when Pleasant Grove had a high number.
They came back and their numbers are staying nice.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Davis School District Board will decide tonight whether kids will go back to the schools 4 days a week. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce continues our team coverage.
Tons of parents have been pushing the district for weeks to have in-person instruction, saying online classes just aren't cutting it academically, and they're a huge challenge for kids with special needs. But Clearfield High School junior Maisie Sessions got thousands of people to sign a petition to keep the current hybrid schedule.
The hybrid at least keeps us in a consistent schedule while also allowing kids to go to school while also staying safest. And although it's not ideal and it sucks at times, it's our best option right now.
Either way the board votes tonight, they are preparing for an eventual return to school, buying plexiglass to protect teachers. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Provo's mayor wants action to stop the spread of COVID-19 there. Todd Fuchs, what's she saying?
Jeff, Mayor Michelle Cafusi says she knows something needs to be done about the student parties that are spreading COVID. The mayor told Dave and Dijanovic they're coming at them from a couple different angles.
It's easier said than done, but we are doing enforcement. We're responding to the mass calls. They're private parties, so they're rented out. And so we're going to go after the property owners and the organizers.
The mayor also says they're starting a media campaign where they'll use students' ideas and savvy with social media to help get the mask mandate message out. Police and hurricanes say an elderly couple is dead following an apparent murder-suicide. They say the man called police early this morning to say that he had just shot his wife and he was going to shoot himself. They arrived at the home on Ash Street to find the man and woman dead. Police continue to investigate. There is help available for anyone in crisis. You can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 273-TALK. A curfew is in effect in Louisville, Kentucky tonight after a grand jury announcement. Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, protesters are in the streets of Louisville after it was announced today that no police officers will be charged in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor. One fired former police officer has been charged with wanton endangerment for shooting into a neighboring apartment. State Attorney General Daniel Cameron said it's a difficult day for everyone involved.
This is a tragedy. I don't want to lose sight of that. But we do have a responsibility to look at the facts as they are.
Breonna Taylor was shot 6 times. No drugs were found in her apartment. A federal civil rights investigation is ongoing. President Trump met with state attorneys general today to focus on social media abuses. While speaking to reporters during the meeting, he explained why it's important to have 9 justices on the Supreme Court before Election Day.
This scam that the Democrats are pulling, it's a scam. The scam will be before the United States Supreme Court. And I think having a 4-4 situation is not a good situation.
The president has accused Democrats a number of times of planning to steal the election. And a somber day as the late Justice Ginsburg was made one final trip to the Supreme Court. Members of the public, like Armani Raven, watched her casket carried up the steps.
Ruth did a lot for our country, a lot for our equal rights, especially for women.
On Friday, Ginsburg's body will be moved to the Capitol, the first woman to lie in state there. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. We have breaking news on KSL News Radio. Just a short time ago at a White House briefing, President Trump was asked if he would commit to a peaceful transfer of power. This is the president's unedited response.
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
And, I understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transfer of power?
We want to get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control. You know it. And you know who knows it better than anybody else? The Democrats know it better than anybody else.
President Trump on a peaceful transfer of power. A Utah-based company is upset with Utah Jazz players kneeling during the national anthem and giving up its box suite at Vivint Arena. SME Steel sent a letter to the Jazz and Gail Miller saying it's ironic that pampered and well-paid athletes exercise their freedom bought for them by the nation's service members by disrespectfully kneeling for the anthem. The Jazz organization and Gail Miller have both expressed their support of players' decisions to kneel and honor Black Lives Matter. SME says it's given the arena and team millions of dollars over the years, but will not in the future. KSL News Time, 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
In addition to the leftover slowdowns in Davis County, northbound I-15 from the Highway 89 split up to Hill Air Force Base, Highway 89 packed in. A lot of slow spots scattered from Fruit Heights up to I-84. We also have a surface street crash. This is in Salt Lake County in West Valley, 3500 South, about 4200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time 5:06.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.